This week's Parsha Vayishlach marks the difference in personalities between Yaakov and Esav, but not only between these two personalities, but it actually represents the difference between the nation of Yaakov, the nation of Am Yisrael, and the philosophy in which it is involved, as opposed to the philosophy and the approach of the nation of Esav, which is representative of the nations of the rest of the world. The beginning of the parsha, it appears that Yaakov fears his brother Esav. Esav is threatening both his and his family's existence, their lives. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim lefanav el Esav achiv arza si'ir sde'edom. Yaakov sends forward what would appear to be these malachim, loosely translated messengers, to assess the situation of his brother Esav, whether he's approaching Yaakov, Yaakov's about to approach his lands, and how this conflict of so many years would be resolved. And Rashi mentions malachim, malachim mamash. There's actually a machloket, an argument, the Ramban mentions it, in terms of what exactly or who exactly did Yaakov send forward. Apipashtut, the simple understanding of the pasuk, demonstrates that Yaakov sent forward malachim, angels. On the other hand, there are those who contend that it wasn't angels that he sent, but in actuality they were shlichim, messengers, which are coined or called angels, called malachim, but they're actual messengers, they were men. And the question is, if indeed we say, according to Rashi, that they were malachim, mamish, that Yaakov had the power to send forward these malachim, these angels, how could it be that Yaakov sent angels, and yet a few psukim later we see that Yaakov is in fear of his brother Esav? Yaakov says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Katonti mikol ha-chasadim u-mikol ha-emet asher asita et avdecha. I am in fear that perhaps I do not merit, says Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Shabbat, Nitmatu zchuyotai ayidei ha-chasadim ve-emet shasita imi lekach ani arei. Says Rashi, Yaakov told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not a man of many merits. I've lost many of my merits because you have saved me in the past. So how am I to be assured of salvation in the future? And Yaakov is afraid. And the question is why? Why is Yaakov afraid? Yaakov tends malachim. Yaakov can send angels forward. He enjoys a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spirituality. So what is he afraid of? The Gemara says the concept of Ein Somchen Al Anes, that one should not rely upon miracles, and Yaakov doesn't want to be miraculously saved because then he'll lose part of his merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might give him in the future. And yet, if Yaakov is in fear of being Somech Al Anes, of relying on miracles, why does he send forward Malachim, angels? That also is miraculous. Why does he rely upon angels to serve as his messengers when there too he's using a miracle and thereby decreasing his merit or value, so to speak, in the eyes of Hashem? And if indeed they are shlichim, they are regular messengers that Yaakov is sending forward, why does the Torah, the Pasuk, refer to them as malachim, as angels? Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal explains that part of the greatness of Yaakov Avinu was his clarity of vision. To Yaakov, he was an ishtam, representing timimut, shleimut. He was a wholesome individual. To Yaakov, miracles were the same as nature. He was able to see nature and he could see miraculous feats of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ongoings of the daily tidings of the world. And at the same time, he was able to look at miracles, and that too did not necessarily move him as something that was fantastical. Why? Because to Yaakov Avinu, everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was miraculous. Everything involved Hashem. And therefore, for him to send forward Malachim or Shlichim, they were one of the same. The problem is that if this is true, why was Yaakov afraid when it came to Menachin lo Mizchuyatav? Why was Yaakov afraid that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save him from Esav, that he would lose part of his merit? This is the Yaakov who sees everything from the eyes of Hashem. Nothing is beyond the realm of reality. Everything has to do with spirituality. Malachim are Shlichim, Shlichim are Malachim. So what is the problem? What is Yaakov afraid of? He enjoys the vision and the understanding and the clarity of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol and the spirituality of what it means. And the explanation is as follows. There is a big difference when we look at the context of the Psukim in terms of what exactly was Yaakov afraid of. Yaakov certainly was not afraid of Esav. Yaakov understood that he could deal with Esav. Chazal say that he sir even mealpi abeir abeir kipkak shemisir mealpi tzluchit. Yaakov had a tremendous amount of physical power. He had the ability to lift the rock from on top of the boulder from on top of the well. In a demonstration of great prowess and strength, he was not afraid of Esav physically. He could deal with Esav. What was Yaakov afraid of? Yaakov was afraid of his Avodat Hashem. When it came to dealing with Esav, that was Yaakov's service to Hashem, between himself and Esav, and between ultimately Hashem. But when it came to Yaakov's personal reckoning, when it came to his questioning himself, am I serving Hashem the way I should? Am I on the level that I could reach? When it came to his own introspect, in terms of his own levels of spiritual heights, that he was afraid of. I'm not necessarily doing the best job that I could do. I'm not necessarily the best man or religious man that I could be. I don't necessarily relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the best possible level that I could. That Yaakov was afraid of. And therefore the Pasuk says, Katonti mikola chasadim umikola amet asher asita et avdecha. Yaakov doesn't direct his fear with regard to Esav. Yaakov directs his fear with regards to himself, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Will Hashem allow me to be saved? Will Hashem continue to provide me with merits? Why? Because perhaps I myself am not meritorious. That Yaakov is afraid of. Hatzileini na miyad achi miyad Esav is not an issue that he is afraid that Esav himself. He is afraid that he is not worthy of being saved from Esav because he has not worked with HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough, or enough in a positive sense, in his life. That is Yaakov's perspective. And therefore we see, interestingly enough, later on, before Yaakov actually meets Esav, we're all aware of the famous struggle that he has with the Malach, with the angel. Some say this was the angel of Esav, and some say that this was actually Michael. Michael, the angel of El, the angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol himself. And what does Yaakov say? Vayivater Yaakov Levado. Vayeovek Ishimo Adalot HaShachar. Yaakov is involved in this struggle with an angel the entire evening. The angel says to him, what is your name? Vayomer Yaakov. Vayomer lo Yaakov ya'amer od shimcha. Your name will no longer be Yaakov. Ki im Yisrael. Ki sarita im Elokim. V'im anushim batuchal. Your name is Yisrael because sarita el. You have fought, you have struggled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Yaakov's struggle in this world. This is Yaakov's focus in this world. To struggle with Hashem, to struggle with spirituality, to achieve and attain a certain understanding and a certain purpose with regards to his relationship and rapport with Hashem. This is his main concern. Not the issue that has to do with the physical entity of fighting Esav. No. He chooses to fight with the spiritual angel. He chooses to confront his own spiritual assessment in regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to religiosity. This is what Yaakov is afraid of. He struggles with the Malach Hashem, which represents an inner struggle of self-evaluation. Am I truly worthy? Perhaps I am not, and therefore I choose not to be miraculously saved because I'm not sure how many merits I have left in the eyes of Hashem. Yaakov is afraid of Hashem, not of Esav. And that is a legitimate fear. When it comes to Esav, he's not a fool. He prepares his family. He divides them up in different camps and prepares them for battle, but he will go out to battle. He's not afraid of dealing in battle with Esav. He's not a fool. He knows he has to be prepared. But what he's afraid of is the battle that he has with Hashem. That is something that he fears. And therefore, there really are two other questions that can be answered by one theme. Because as we move on to Parsha, there seems to be a stira, a contradiction, in terms of Esav's behavior. In planning for this confrontation, Yaakov sends forward matanot. He sends many gifts, many various presents that he could give Esav to appease Esav. And indeed, he is successful. At first, when the Malachim report back to Yaakov, all they have to tell him is that indeed Esav is approaching with 400 men. He says, they say, Vayashuva Malachim El Yaakov, Banu Alachich El Esav. We saw what went on with Esav, and as the Ramban explains, they didn't necessarily speak with Esav. They spied. They saw from the outside how Esav was approaching with a mighty army of 400 men. One only does so when they are interested in destroying the family of Yaakov. And therefore Yaakov recognizes that he's about to go into battle. And yet, when it comes to his actual meeting with Esav, Esav has no such plan. Esav sees that Yaakov bows to him, and Esav grabs him. He kisses his brother. He embraces Yaakov, and they cry together. What happened here? It appears that at first Esav is going to be confrontational. And all of a sudden he comes and he embraces his brother Yaakov with open arms. How is this change of face? What happened to Esav's behavior that all of a sudden it turned an about face? And what about Yaakov himself? He has the ability to remove this boulder from the well. Why doesn't he fight Esav? What's the problem? If he's physically able, if he's physically powerful, so let him take on Esav in the army. He'll be successful. God will provide him with the strength. Why doesn't he do so? And the answer is Yaakov's personality. He's an Ish Tam Yoshev O'alim. Tam comes from the word Tmimut, to be Shalem, to be wholesome. He is shalem in kol adam. He is wholesome with regards to every individual. Wholesomeness doesn't mean that he is only sensitive and kind. Sensitivity means that Yaakov understands what the needs are of every individual. Yaakov knows that Esav, his brother, searches for kina, ta'ava, and kavod. Esav is interested in jealousy, he's interested in respect, he's interested in desires and what this material world has to offer. That is what Esav resorts to. And so Yaakov understands, all I need to do is to appease Esav with gifts and with respect. He sends a lot of flocks of sheep and herds of animals to Esav to give him financially, that he should feel comfortable, that he should be respected. When Esav comes in front of Yaakov, Yaakov not only greets him, but he bows to him and walks with him as he continues to bow, giving Esav that feeling of dignity, the feeling of respect, precisely what Esav would want. Why does Yaakov do this? Yaakov could have fought Esav physically, but Yaakov decides to fight Esav spiritually. Yaakov tells Esav, "My dear brother, you are someone who subscribes to the material world, but I want you to understand that I, Yaakov Avinu, and the entire Jewish nation have a much greater ideology than yours. We choose spirituality. We choose to be a philosophical people. We choose to be an ideological people. We don't live by our hands. We don't live by the might of our sword. We live by the understanding and comprehension of our minds. We live by the peace of our spirit. That is what gives us strength, because that is true strength in this world." Yaakov chooses to demonstrate to Esav the philosophy of how a person should live their lives. A life of religiosity. A life of understanding Hashem, of greater altruistic purpose. That is the message that Yaakov gives Esav. And therefore indeed, when they meet each other, Esav describes himself as saying, "V'chiyesh li rav, I have a tremendous amount. Yesh li rav, I have a tremendous amount." How does Yaakov respond? "V'chiyesh li kol, I have everything." Because someone who is always looking for more treasures and riches is never satisfied in this world, Yaakov tells him. "But I have everything, because I have a belief, I have faith, I have knowledge, I subscribe to Hashem and what religious purpose means." This is the message that Yaakov gives Esav. And indeed they establish the way they are originally described in the Torah. Yaakov tells Esav, "Hakol kol Yaakov, we live by our voice, we live by our comprehension, and by what we subscribe to in religiosity. V'hayadayim yedei Esav, you live according to materialism. You live with your hands. You live with the chomer. You live in the world of physicality, whereas I transcend to the world of spirituality." Many people come and have told me in the past, "Why can't we resolve the problem? Why can't the Israeli army resolve the security problem in one simple way? Let them go ahead and napalm entire areas of Arab civilization or Arab population, and therefore they would solve the problem. We'd rid ourselves of them. Blow them up." And the answer is that that's not who we are. That represents the philosophy or the approach of a Yadayim Yedei Esav. We're not an army that behaves in such a fashion. We are Rachmanim. We have mercy on mankind. We represent an ideal. We're the only army who drops leaflets into Arab cities to warn them that perhaps someone would get hurt, that they should take cover and protect themselves. Because Hakol Kol Yaakov, we live according to a sound philosophy. We are thinkers. We want to instill a greater ideology in this world. And it's interesting that this parsha, representing the strength of Yaakov, the strength of building this spiritual connection with Hashem that would ultimately represent the legacy of Am Yisrael, is connected with the approach of the Chag, of this holiday of Chanukah. Throughout the world, everyone's busy shopping for the holiday season, Thanksgiving, the holiday that follows, the entire shopping sprees, the gifts that have to be bought, the sales that are being offered. all of this subscription to a hedonistic and materialistic existence. The great tree, the lighting of the tree, the stars, what you drink, what you eat, the parties that you plan, the clothing that you buy, the way you dress, the way you appear. Everything has to do with a physical existence. Let's enhance our physical possessions. Let's own more. Let's buy more. Let's go on a shopping spree. That's that holiday. That's Hayadayim Yedei Esav. The hands of Esav control society. Comes along Chanukah, reminds us of who we are. Pach Shemen Katan, a small flask of oil, the oil that ignites a flame, the flame that lasts forever, the flame of Torah, the flame of spirituality, this flame that is essential to one's spiritual existence. That is what Chanukah is about. And that is what the Jewish people represent. If we follow the ways of our forefather Yaakov, of understanding that the true fear that we have in our lives is how will we indeed enhance our relationship with Hashem? How will we strengthen and arrive at a greater level of spiritual existence? How will we remove the cables of Hayadayim Yedei Esav in order to be able to aspire to Hakol Kol Yaakov? If we follow in that way and we understand what we should be fearful of and we truly identify what our battles should be and in what we should be involved in fighting, then Emirza Hashem, we will be zoche to hear the great words of the Navi in this week's Haftarah. Ve'alu Moshiim b'Har Tzion l'shpot et harisav ve'ayta la'Hashem amlucha ve'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Shabbat Shalom. The question that we can discuss at length around the Shabbat table this week in Parshat Vayishlach: how did Yaakov arrange his family in preparation for the meeting with Esav, and why? What did Yosef do in preparation, and why? And once you discover what Yosef did, why didn't Yaakov do this as well? Shabbat Shalom.